Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU football team, quarterback Lance Rongstead. Congratulations, Lance.
Thank you much.
How important was it just playing well? Not even winning, but just playing well offensively last week.
It was very important. Obviously, if you watch football at all, you've seen us struggle time and time again. Had our opportunities to win games and costly mistake that would end up costing us wins. And fortunately, we didn't do that against Crookston. We played well all sides of the ball, had a turnover on special teams. Defense should have had a shutout, minus the safety. And then offense, we moved the ball, we took care of the ball, had a few big plays. So it was fun to play well.
You didn't play 2 weeks ago. You were hurt. As a competitor, and I know just from watching you play basketball even, you'd rather run through somebody than around somebody. How tough is it to not even make a trip?
It was terrible. I didn't even want to watch the game. I watched it on the internet, and the whole time I was sweating and had gut rot feeling, and it was awful. It was the worst experience ever.
Does that make you appreciate it all the more when you get back?
Oh, it does. I told Brian when I came back on Tuesday, I felt like it was my first college game again. I felt rejuvenated, like I'd missed out on all this stuff, and I definitely felt like I came back hungrier and I'm more prepared, which was good for me, but it was awful.
Talk about Matt going tough. Center is not an easy job, no matter what, but then to be thrown in there after an injury makes it even harder. Talk about the job he's done.
Oh, he's done a terrific job. Last year was his first year kind of with the traveling squad, where you actually work on our offense day in and day out, and he's done a tremendous job of stepping up. He works with DeLang well all practice long, making sure his calls are right. He's improved his snapping, more accurate, and it's a tough position. I mean, they're making calls up front that's based off of what he does. I mean, just as much as the offense runs off what the quarterback does, the center is kind of the quarterback of the whole line. If he's screwing up, it's going to affect everybody, but he's done a tremendous job. He's a real smart kid. He makes all the right calls, and he puts his heart and soul into every play.
We were talking with Justin Lee after the game, and he was talking a little bit about what you guys had seen on film with Crookston and what you expected. And, if you see something that the defense is doing that you're prepared for, you know the play that was called isn't good, and you check out of it. Give us a ballpark. How many of those are good calls on your part?
Well, if they work, they're good calls. If I call the wrong one and it doesn't work, it might get a little butt chewing, but coaches put that in my hands to be able to do, and I did that a few times this weekend, and a couple of them were big plays. There was also a couple that were minimum gains, but I guess the big part of it was it wasn't any turnovers. I didn't try to do too much. The guys did their jobs when I would change a play, communicating all the way around, and so we took advantage of a few of them. There were more left out there that should have been bigger plays than what there were. But I guess I'm happy with the way it turned out.
Do you find yourself audibilizing more the more snaps you get, the more games you play, the more time you have as a starter?
I guess I wouldn't say audibling more, I guess, because the coaches do most of calling, putting us in good situations. A lot of it's run checks this way or that way. But probably a handful of times a game, there are opportunities that there's a certain defense that we're looking for out of a certain formation, that we have a play that we want to check to. And I've definitely found myself much more comfortable in the under center before the play, being able to recognize those situations and not letting them slip by. And then obviously being able to perform and take advantage of those.
Got a couple of new wide receivers out there this year. John Smith has had, maybe a dozen snaps or so. Mike Grayson had a couple of snaps, and one thing I noticed about him is he can sure block on the edge.
Yeah.
As a total group, how good in your mind are they at doing things other than catching the football?
Oh, I mean, they're terrific. We've got, I think it's five four-year starters or four-year participants in our wide receiver core. We have the experience. These guys know what they're doing, and they do it well. Especially if you get on them, put a little chip on their shoulder. There's not a lot of people that can beat them, especially when they're blocking, when they really want to be out there and hand it to them. So it's nice to be able to get out on the edge, and that I think people take for granted how much of the run game benefits from wide receivers blocking downfield. and you turn a 8-yard gain into a 60-yard touchdown if the wide receivers are putting giving effort out on the sideline. So fortunately, we have those kind of guys that want to do that, which help us get those big plays.
You guys go to Mary this week. Are you still mad about a year ago?
Still mad. We can probably be mad for a few more years, but hopefully we can go back and get a little revenge.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River. It's about your
life. More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.